an international meeting convenes on Monday in Germany to discuss the commitment to Afghanistan after NATO troops draw down. Of particular concern is the fate of Afghan women. A recent UN report suggests laws to protect women from rape and forced marriage are not being enforced, with some devastating results. NPR's Quill Lawrence has that story.
The Bottom Bagh Women's Prison in Kabul is a desperate place, made worse by the fact that many of the inmates are here for being the victims of rape and assault. Women are regularly imprisoned for refusing to marry, for running away from their husbands, and for adultery when they're raped. That's what happened to Gulnaz, a 19-year-old who has been in prison for 2 years.
The Afghan government says I have committed a crime. That is not true. My rights have been violated, yet I'm being punished as a criminal. All I want now is to get out of here.
Gulnaz says her cousin's husband caught her alone at home one day when her mother had taken her cousin to see the doctor. He tied her hands and raped her. She was afraid to tell anyone, but 2 months later, her morning sickness gave her away. She was carrying the rapist's child. When she went to the police, they arrested the rapist, but also arrested Gulnaz for adultery. She got an initial sentence of 12 years, which has been reduced. But she is not looking forward to what may happen when she goes free. Her 9-month-old daughter, born on the prison floor, laughs as she speaks.
Once I'm out of here, I have no choice but to go back to the person who raped me. My life is over. I have no choice but to marry him. They have said they'll give one of their daughters to my brother and also pay for the costs of the marriage.
Traditional solutions may be more common in Afghanistan than formal legal solutions. A girl from the perpetrator's family is given in marriage to the offended family. The rapist takes his victim as a wife, sometimes as a second wife. But a strange turn of events may have won Gulnaz a chance at a different ending. A group of filmmakers commissioned by the European Union interviewed Gulnaz and other prisoners at length, hoping to bring attention to their plight. Filmmaker Leslie Knott was involved in the project.
Finally, we came across a few women who were really, really willing to want to tell their story and really passionate about sharing what they had gone through. And the reason for that was because they wanted to make sure that it would never happen again to women in Afghanistan.
But after viewing the finished product, EU diplomats decided not to release the film they had funded. Vygotis Ousakas, the special representative of the EU in Afghanistan, says he wants publicity for the situation of Afghan women, but fears that Gulnaz and other women in the film may be put in danger.
I'm in favor for the broadest publicity possible, but at the same time, the sole responsibility of myself as a representative of the European Union is to ensure that there are no repercussions to the safety and well-being of women.
Gulnaz says she wants her story told, but not inside Afghanistan. Ousakas says that it's impossible to prevent a film from reaching Afghanistan via YouTube or Facebook, which could put Gulnaz in danger. But a letter sent to the filmmakers from an EU representative stated, the EU delegation also has to consider its relations with the justice institutions in connection with the other work that it is doing in the sector. Ousakas says that line in the letter does not represent EU policy. But advocates here suggest that the EU doesn't want to sour relations with the Afghan government over the issue of women's rights. In any case, the controversy and media attention appear to have helped Gulnaz get a reduced sentence, and she may find a home in one of Afghanistan's anonymous women's shelters. But Bottom Bagh prison is still full of women with similar stories. Mina is a former Afghan government employee. She asked to give only one name. She says she recently got into a fight with her husband. He threw boiling water on her, and she has scars on her face and arms. The police arrested both of them, and Mina says she expects a lengthy sentence. The media should pay attention. Our voice should be heard, says Mina. But she's concerned there will be less attention as the international presence in Afghanistan is drawing down. The United Nations recently warned in a report that time is running out to push Afghanistan's government to follow its own laws on violence against women. Georgette Gagnon directs the UN Human Rights Office in Afghanistan.
We're worried that women's rights will be compromised and there will be retrograde steps taken. Women themselves are very much counting on the internationals to support them over the next few years. And in our view, it's now or never on this issue.
Gagnon says as things stand, Afghan laws are often trumped by traditional Afghan justice, which she says doesn't protect women and often lets perpetrators walk free. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
And we have one update since this report was filed. The Afghan government has announced a pardon for Gulnaz, the main character in Quill's story, though it's not clear if, according to Afghan tradition, she will be forced to marry the man who raped her.